Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast, hosted by 4,000 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy, Straight From The Stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. Happy New Year's. Welcome to 2018. This week, we dive into the 2018 season schedule. We sound off on the shitty Sunday and midweek games, key and rivalry games, as well as the way travel plans. Hope y'all enjoy. Happy New Year and good morning. First podcast of the year. How's it going?
Why do you gotta sound like a maleante, dog? Why can't you sound normal like the rest of us?
Yeah. How so? How do I sound like a maleante?
Nah, I'm just being a hater because you got that teeth, man. That's, I got that bitch voice. That's why.
That's accurate.
That is accurate, dog.
Yo, our intros have been weird the last but okay.
Our outros is where it gets better.
Don't yeah,
no, maybe if we change the time that we have our podcast, our minds would be, you know, working in a different way. Our brains would be working like muscle.
Yeah, but then we have our co-host Eli in the background. You know,
that's true.
That's accurate.
That's true. What up, George? What up, muscle?
How's your 2018 so far, guys?
It's good.
Cool. I'm doing a race today that I haven't trained for, so it's going to be dope. So far,
that's
so
good, man.
Drinking some coffee.
Yep.
Get the day started.
Same.
Dope. So, we have any rumors this week? It's been like plenty of new rumors. Year. We have
yeah. Angel. We're just talking about that before.
What do we have? Fucking 15 days, 17 days before 15 days before?
Because Alessandrini posted yesterday, 16 days.
Okay, so we have 15 days before preseason starts. And we're still thin as fuck. What do you guys hear this week?
Well, I didn't really hear anything directly related to the Galaxy, but I heard Ola Kamara.
Ask him about Atletico de Madrid, the news, though. He'll tell you that, fucking bitch.
This is a Galaxy podcast. But let's not bring in the Trash. GOAT, Diego Costa, into this conversation.
Euro snobs, sorry, guy. Euro snobs.
Support local.
Now, what I heard though is that Ola Kamara asked for a transfer request.
Oh, so yeah.
That's always good for us.
So did the other forward. What's his name on
Justin Merrim.
Yep.
That's right. That's right. I did hear about that.
So that's pretty interesting.
I don't want to talk about that though, because I'm kind of over that shit until something happens.
That's just Galaxy offseason in general.
It's
I'm over.
So annoying for me about the whole Ola shit. So just. So something happens. I mean, unless you guys want to talk about it, go ahead.
But this is our rumor section.
I'm just telling you.
This is making me mad. This is making me mad.
I'm not trying to bring up Ola again, but before when the rumor was there, it was because the Galaxy inquired. And now it's because he asked for a transfer request.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
That's interesting, though, because wasn't it earlier in like, I guess, towards the end of last year that he came out saying supposedly that he's happy there or something like that?
Yeah,
then
exactly.
When you move to Austin, shit changes, you know?
Damn, man.
Probably found out the movies are expensive, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should hire your uncle.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, cold blooded, man.
The only other thing, I guess, Bo and Bajo signed, so Rudy, your brain doesn't work the right way.
No, apparently. No.
Mind
I said, if they sign Lang, I don't think Cole's coming back. And they haven't signed.
Yeah,
Lang.
And then you said, but from what I see, and I don't know what.
Yeah. I said, if they sign Lang, I don't think Cole's coming back.
Damn.
Don't even.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. I thought if they sign Lang, the Cole isn't coming back, but Cole's back. Yeah.
Hold up. Quick question. It's not rumor, but Cole our captain this year?
I don't know.
Man.
I would say so. I'll take him.
I would
captain.
Say yes. Massa?
Of course, but I'm not the one.
I agree with Massa.
I mean, who else?
Of course. I would look. Okay, but last year, same shit. I ended up giving it to, what's his face? What's his name?
Jermaine Jones.
Yeah, Jermaine Jones.
Yeah. Okay, but he's not there. So, who else is going to take captaincy? And it's Shiggy too. Is this Shiggy?
Yeah. So Shiggy's don't be surprised team. If he gives it to like Gio or something.
I don't think Shiggy will give it to Gio.
I don't think he'll do that.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see. Look.
So who else after Gio? Who else after Gio?
I don't know, dude. That's what I'm telling you. Last year, did any of you expect him to give that shit to Jermaine Jones?
Kurt. Oh yeah. Okay.
That was not Kurt. That was not a Kurt thing.
I'll give you that much.
All right. But did I agree with you guys 100%?
I don't know if you did. I think you're Jermaine's lover. So I don't know. I don't know about you no more, Angel.
Why would I do now?
I think you're Jermaine Jones' lover.
And he's rocking that number 13.
Trash for electricity.
Made it better, if anything.
All right, so Cole Bajor are back. There was one little rumor that was going around. I don't know how true this is. Jordan Sierra, defensive mid, Ecuadorian, 23 years old.
Another one, right?
You know, I did a little search on him. I guess he's up and coming down in South America. But it looks like Lobos Guapa are taking him. But the other thing, too, is, and this is going to lead to, I guess, a brief, short conversation because we actually addressed this before with João Pedro. What does that mean for him then? Let's say, because if they are targeting this guy, even if they don't get him, the fact that they are targeting a DM, the Perry Kitchen rumor, too, what happens to João Pedro?
Masa's
brain's working pretty good right now.
Are they not seeing him like a defensive mid? Is that the thing? Listen, I don't think... Because he's so cheap, I don't think they're seeing. I still don't think they're seeing him move right. But are they seeing him differently than how we're seeing him? Like, do they know something that we don't know about him playing further up, or is it long term? No, I agree.
Unless he'd be coming off the bench for Jonah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. I don't get it right. Because like to me, I always see him. I see him as a defensive mid, and I was thinking that it was going to be this year to own that, but maybe Shiggy doesn't have enough faith in him. I don't know, but that baffles me.
And plus, let's remember, because we've heard this already. A few people going around saying that he's not a DM. He specifically said it himself too when he had that interview. You know, like that little 2-3 minute interview. Yeah. They asked him what kind of player he is. He literally said, "I recover a ball and I distribute it." Yeah. That's what a DM does.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that he's a defensive midfielder and the four of us are crazy,
he thinks he is.
Don't know what the player does because he said that himself.
Everyone but say he is.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
But that's what it seems like.
That's not fair.
That's what it seems like.
That's interesting, though, right? Yeah. I mean, now I guess Masa's brain is probably the one that functions the right way out of the four of us. Seems like.
Well, my theories are top notch.
Here's something interesting I was thinking about yesterday. So I think Corner of the Galaxy brought up that we could eat the Osiani's salary without it impacting our salary for the year, right? So we just buy out his contract, it doesn't impact our salary. And then I was thinking about recently how the team's been acquiring international spots, and it's been looking like close to 400K for an international spot. So eating 620K from Siani's salary cap, meaning we get to get rid of him if that's really what the Galaxy want to do. So we get rid of him for 200K and pretty much acquire a international spot for the remaining 400K. Is that really bad business?
Wait, explain that to me because that didn't make sense to me. You said
selling him cheaper.
Oh, gotcha. I missed the selling cheaper.
I'm not even saying. So in total, we'll lose 600K, but international spots are going for about 400K. So that means, we'll honestly be losing about 200K. Or buying a really expensive international spot. It would just eat up his contract. And if that's really what the Galaxy want to do, then that's not really, if it doesn't impact your salary cap, then that's not really a bad,
down for that is if we do that just to eat it up, just to get a striker.
Well, we need an international spot, right? So,
but if the international spot is a striker is what I mean.
Yeah. Like I said, I from what it seems like, Kisiani's been doing a lot of work in the offseason, right? So,
yep.
I wouldn't know. I'm okay to see him again, right? Just because it seems like he's going to be in form by preseason. So, what can he do? And then he's pairing up with
Shelvick.
With Shelvick?
Georgian
Shelvick. Would that work? You know, that's dope. That's real dope. You know,
no, but he'd have to turn it up. You know, he had to be a fucking monster in the air and the back. He needs to be more physical.
He is, though.
We didn't say that last year.
Again, this is last year, so that's why I went up on reservation.
You can't say anything from last year, though. I don't.
That's why I said he looked like a monster in the air. I want to hold most of my reservations, but I'm saying he can't be what he was last year. At least, you know, when it comes to being physical and in the air, because he will have that backup.
He does have that presence, though. Remember, Andrew, you were talking about how he intimidates players. I think he has it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He needs to bring all that. If he brings all that, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I agree.
Plus, it's the MLS. He doesn't need to be a world-class defender. He just needs to be a solid defender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just thought about how eating $600K, if it doesn't impact our salary cap, wouldn't be the worst thing to do. But we'll see.
Yeah, but even then, though, you're talking about just throwing money away.
Well, we have to buy an international spot, right? So we can still have to give money away.
And maybe two.
Yeah, but that one thing is just spending to buy another spot. Another thing is throwing away and then still spending.
No, we wouldn't have to spend to buy more international spots if we get him, right?
Yeah, because Siani is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's accurate. You're right. I apologize. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Yeah. I still think we need...
Sorry, I'm writing down some notes here for the rest of our conversation.
Yeah. So...
Because we need two, I think.
What? You need to what?
International
sports. Yeah, we need right now, right? Because we have none.
I think
right
we now, need right? two. We need two more. One for a forward and one for the goalkeeper.
Man, what's up with the goalkeeper too, man? Like, dog, we have no goalkeeper.
I'd rather have no keeper than sign who we have rights to.
But listen, who just signed the 25-year-old U.S. goalkeeper?
Orlando
did, right?
From the NASL, I think.
Man, why can't we do business like that right now for a goalkeeper?
Because it's Shiggy. And I really hope when it comes to his keepers.
They bring back, what's his name? When he was with Sanders. The oldest keeper. I forgot his name. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So that's that was the news. Dun-dun-dun. This week for the Galaxy. Thin as hell again. Hopefully we get some more news next week.
That is crazy. I can't believe how thin this is. I mean, at least even on depth players, like some guys that you just want to bring on board to try out in the offseason, at least do that.
Yeah.
When did the players report?
22nd.
16 days. Wow.
So basically we 15. Have a couple, like 2 weeks for them to sign people to have it for the beginning, which I would like. If we're going to get some, then I would like for them to report with anyone else.
Yeah, and that's what the goal was, right?
Yeah, they that's will. What I thought.
Yeah.
We have like, what, a week? 2 weeks?
Yeah,
2 weeks. That's insane.
That's enough time.
Next week
we're going to sign like six people. Watch. Mark my words.
You know, we do have confirmed for 2018.
The schedule.
That motherfucking schedule.
Damn, no one else caught that? You all used that shit to me.
No, I just had coffee in my mouth.
Pause.
Yeah, our schedule came out earlier this week. You guys pumped for it or what?
Yeah.
Super excited. I feel like it's a brand new slate, a brand new possibilities of fuck-ups and brand new possibilities of endless opportunities. I'm just excited as fuck.
Yeah, I'm just happy that there's multiple games I could potentially get another ban on. So that's pretty dope.
Listen, I was waiting for the New Year, New Me Galaxy tweet. I swear to God, I was waiting for that. I was just like, where's that? Yeah. Yeah,
Galaxy social media, hit us up.
Yeah, for real.
I'll see what we're doing over here.
Galaxy,
Loki, though, they have a good social media team. Though.
Yeah, they nice. Our social media team was the only thing that was winning last year.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right, well, until our season starts on Sunday, March 4th, 2018, against Portland Timbers, 7 p.m. at StubHub.
Sunday night.
Did you say Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night. First of all, Sunday?
We'll get to that. We'll get to dumb scheduling. You know, it's that. Then We basically go on season just about from March all the way to, what is it?
October.
Yeah, all the way up to October 28th. So, you know, again, pretty long season. With we have like about a 2-week break in the middle for the World Cup in June.
Real quick, cool, I don't want to cut you off, but our season ends when the MLS Cup final. That's when our season ends.
Optimistic as fuck. I like it. Though. Right
now. We're talking about regular season. And then obviously there's that World Cup, World Cup break in the middle in June, which is about 2 weeks long. Then, you know, we also have biggest notable things, you know, the rivalry week and the shit that MLS pushes so hard, which is going to be very, very, very dumb, especially that Heineken.
Drink Heineken, game. Everybody.
Yeah, I love Heineken too, but dude, really, that trash. All those teams are playing each other weekday games. I don't know what the situation is with.
Is it around holidays?
With the other cities, but you know, I'm not sure. I need to check exactly.
Point it's still dumb though, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just the overview of what the schedule is going to be. I know you guys wanted to talk about this, so we can jump right into this. The dumb scheduling. Who wants to go first?
I think me and Rudy were the ones going back and forth at it about the first game being nationally televised, and I kind of told him that we got the shit end of the stick. He's like, well, it's a nationally televised game.
Yeah.
But 7 p.m. on a Sunday for the Galaxy?
Yep.
That shit's unheard of.
I
feel like we got the Lakers Christmas Day special. Like, by the time everyone's beat for it, you get me?
Man, but the only reason it's there is because Galaxy's going to reap in the benefits of having a national televised game. Because it's more money than putting on Sportsnet.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how many national televised games are there?
Listen, I guarantee you, when the negotiations went down, we didn't have a lot of swaying power.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reasons why we have swaying power.
Yeah. But listen, short-term memory, right? Short-term memory. Listen, I'm surprised. I'm surprised we have as many national televised games.
Well, I don't agree with the two of you when you're complaining about the Sunday game. You know, that's going to be at 7 p.m. Because personally, me, I'm not staying home to watch on Sunday. I'm not going to sit around and wait or, you know, watch whoever the hell's playing in the earlier games. I really don't give a shit. I'm probably not even home to watch those games. But by the time that the evening game comes around, I'm always home by then. And whoever's playing, I usually watch the game. So to me,
But I'm not though, right? Like I watch early Sunday games. All my games, I watch them early, maybe 2 o'clock, and then I'm out doing family stuff. Right? So I think it's a shit slot. But it's a national televised game, so I know there's money there. And then also, but see, like we talked about how the Galaxy has fans all over the country. If we have any fans in the Eastern. And the Easter Coast, that's a 10 o'clock game.
Well, why are they living over there then?
We're not going to get into the living situation, but like we said, if you live on the East Coast.
Motherfucker.
if people could wake up early for Premier League games, dog, or stay up late to watch European games, dog, they could do it for the G's. You're down with the squad, bro. It's that simple.
Hey, fuck that shit.
But look, I
could picture Massa saying that to like a 5-year-old kid that just moved away from LA.
Dog, you watch the bottle, you're going to stay up.
5 in the morning and you can't watch the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I personally, I don't like it, right? That means I have to be on chill mode on Sunday because I got to go work Monday. You know what I mean?
That's cool though, because you could still be on chill mode and still go to the game. I don't see what the issue is.
Because I'm usually not on chill mode when I go to the games, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I'm usually.
I don't drink Sunday games.
Rucci comes out. You know what I mean? And it happens.
You could still be there and support the team. And
yeah, Masa's over here just preaching.
No, I know what you're talking. You haven't been to a Galaxy game in years.
I know, but I'm saying like, it's not an issue.
Don't call out, Rudy.
I don't think it's an issue. I'm not calling anybody.
You call me out.
Like, I get what Rudy's saying, but at the same time, it's a Sunday game.
Home opener, though? Like, home opener? Yeah, home opener
should have given us at least like a 2 party game or something.
Home opener was a party.
I'd rather sit in the shade, bro.
You don't even go. You can sit in the shade at home.
No, I've been to the fucking games on Sunday at 2, 12 o'clock. That shit suck. I'd rather do a late
game. They could have just avoided this and just done the game at Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
Ooh, a normal ass. That would have been dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know why they can't do that.
We wouldn't have recorded the next day.
Go to the home opener with the Galaxy.
That's why most of our Saturday games are on fucking Spectrum and not on ESPN or FS1.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck about FS1 or ESPN. Spectrum is fucked, though.
I know you don't care, but they care. That's yeah. You know, that's some money.
But the world revolves around me.
That is true.
Listen, just because your shiny head looks like the moon. You know what I mean? No. Yeah. I get it. I hate it. It's pretty whack. 7 o'clock Sunday night. Fuck, man.
But let's move on to the next game. Away Boys as Fuck. Straight from the stands, coming to you live from New York.
Yeah, actually, we might do that.
Dead ass.
Something out. So George
just
and I
let me borrow some Timberlands and his coat.
Dead ass.
George and I are going to New York for the New York City FC game. That's going to be Sunday, right? It's going to be on Sunday.
Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm assuming Pacific Standard Time. So
is it
5 over there?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's 2 p.m. Pacific, so it's going to be 5 p.m. over there. You know, we'll see what we do. We'll try to figure out, depending on how many people go out to New York, we'd probably be able to sway, you know, whoever, whatever bar we're at, to see if they can let us set up right quick, and maybe George and I will do something live out there.
Motherfucker, just turn on your fucking Instagram live.
Nobody wants to see your face.
I'm not going to be there.
Why are you saying his face? Yeah, idiot. Everyone's in New York.
The fuck?
It's just an excuse.
That's the way his brain thinks right now.
Hey.
All right, I guess we could do that then. Fine, whatever. So we'll do that.
But if you're going to New York, let us know. We can meet up out there.
Yeah, right now, at this point that I know of, there's probably at least 10 other people that are probably seems that are meeting people.
My boy B Nasty. Shout out, Brian.
Yep. And then
Lay Boys for Life.
The other George.
Yeah. Okay.
Lucas is going. Actually, my cousin Marilyn's going.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, my cousin Gmo is probably going to be going too. So there's a few people coming along that I know.
Hey, Angel.
So we'll see. What's up?
Is it going to be a 40s party or not?
A what?
40s?
40s?
Rolling 40s?
Didn't you get wild last time we were in New York with 40s?
Oh, that's right. Damn. Yeah, and that's... Man.
I wasn't there.
I was young. So that'll be that New York City FC away. That'd be kind of cool.
Also, on Saturday, what their faces play there, huh?
Well, that's the thing, too. Maybe see if we run over to Harrison right quick and check out that Portland Timbers game. And New York Red Bulls. See
what, yeah, recon mission.
Exactly.
I like that.
That sounds tight, though. That sounds like a cool plan. Yeah.
Then that following week, we play, I don't know if it's the following week or 2 weeks after that, but we play Vancouver Whitecaps.
2 weeks after.
Okay, we play Vancouver Whitecaps in Vancouver. That's on a Saturday at 7 p.m. I know some people are actually talking about potentially doing that one. My passport will be out of time, I think, so I'm definitely out of that one. Plus, short notice, not short notice, but just shortly after.
Short turnaround.
So, probably be short on funds for that one.
But you
after
just
that.
Fun. Then let's get to it.
After that,
go fund me away trips.
After that, the first quote unquote LA Derby.
Derby.
Your thoughts? Saturday, March 31st at 12 p.m.
The time.
God damn.
Can you believe that?
That's 6 a.m. tailgate, though.
Fucking, dude, what's up? Man, who was it? Robbie Keane called him out like, what, 2-3 years ago, huh? On how stupid their scheduling was, like, and they said something about, have you guys ever played soccer in your life before? Do you not know, you know, about scheduling games at 12 p.m. and how some, whatever
yeah,
point
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
This is fucking stupid, man. I can't right now. You guys go ahead.
I just can't. You can't.
I just can't right now. I just can't with this fucking scheduling. There's literally a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games that I counted, unless I missed something, that are very, very, very stupid.
I don't understand this shit. If MLS wants this quote unquote rivalry to be anything, like, why the fuck would you put it at 12 p.m.? That shit's beyond me. I do not understand it. I don't get it. I haven't seen what other games on the MLS are scheduled for that day, but that shit's so stupid to me. Like, we have to, as supporters and everything, we would be there maybe by 8, 9.
Is that a Saturday game?
It's a Saturday game at 12 p.m. 12 p.m. Dog, aren't you fucking listening?
I thought it was Sunday.
No. Sunday, I would still be like, okay, maybe. But people work, like, for example, me, I would have to ask for that day off. I'm asking for that day off just so I could be there, because if not, I would show up exactly, like, at 12:30. That shit's so stupid to me. I don't understand it.
There's... Well, I mean, it's stupid, but it's the first time we'll see that trash ass scene.
The voice at home.
Right? And so it could have been 6 in the morning. I'm going to be up for that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying I won't be there just because of the time. I'm just saying if MLS wants to hype this up as much as they are, their scheduling says otherwise.
The other good news about that, too, is I already put in order for Roman candles for M80s and for all types of ill pyro shit for that home game. So just be ready for that.
Look, dog, on here is what you like to do. Smoking, drinking, and all other types of ill shit.
My name is Rudy Quevedo, and I do not condone this.
All right. And then, I missed this one. So technically, there's 9 stupid games in terms of scheduling.
We'll get there.
We're moving away from LAFC already?
No. Yeah, because we're going to play LAFC again.
Yeah, we're going to see them 2 more times. Save it up. Let's use this one just for the stupid time.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm fucking with you. We have plenty of time to talk about this trash ass team.
No. I mean, you're right. We're seeing them again, so we could go ahead and move on, I guess.
we're gonna get to key games later. Okay. Let's just run down the how dumb the schedule is. Here's another example of how stupid it is. The next game, literally right after that, and I have missed it, so technically it's 9 really dumb games. This is a home game, Sunday again at 6 PM against Sporting Kansas City at Stubble.
They're fucking with on these Sunday games. We used to be like the 2 PM slot, right?
It's across the board. No, it's across the board. It's just stupid scheduling because there's other teams too that are scheduled on some stupid shit.
Well, I mean,
it's Soccer Sunday is a big thing. Well, at least
they're trying to make it marketing wise.
I like Soccer Sunday. I mean, but because usually the Galaxy don't play that many games on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's kind of changing.
Yeah.
So I guess we're coming back to primetime games then, huh? and here's another that I missed. So technically 10 dumb games. 10.
Damn, you're just going.
Yeah.
That was a third of our games, though.
The Montreal game.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that one. One is stupid.
All right, cool. So after that, I guess the Sunday game that we have Saturday away at Chicago at 12:30 PM.
Hey, Rudy, say Chicago. Hey,
you know what? I might think that one.
Chicago.
Rudy.
Chicago? You want Chicago? Chicago.
Technically local to them, that'd be at 2:30 PM, so that's kind of dumb, too. Borderline, I guess.
I want to go to that.
The next game is that I'm circled the shit out of that one. That game's going to be dope. On Saturday, April 21st.
Atlanta United.
At home. 7:30.
Dog, can you stop writing them? Like, for real, stop writing them, dog.
Yeah, for real, you are writing
Get off of that, dog.
Like, dog, they're the new thing. They're the beautiful thing.
Go with Alfredo to Atlanta, dog. Just go ahead.
Hey, Alfredo, hit me up.
After that,
it's another home game against the New York Red Bulls Saturday. That's normal. Both the Atlanta and the Red Bulls game back-to-back. Normal game Saturday, 7:30 PM. Everyone's happy there. After that is away game to Houston Dynamo, 5:30 PM local time.
Hi, like
7:30 or 6:30. No, it's 2 hour time difference, right? So I get it, 7:30 PM on their end. That's cool. After that, FC Dallas. So if anyone's gonna think about doing away games, that could be something for you. You can do the whole Saturday to Saturday, a whole week out in Texas. I don't know who wants to do that, but if you want to do it,
live in Texas.
How's that child support money coming along?
Hey, bleep that one out, dog. I don't know who's listening.
Nah. Fucked up on that one. So after that, Saturday, FC Dallas, dumb scheduling, technically 2:30 PM on their end. But, Saturday game, 2:30 on their end.
If you really want to dumb scheduling, the next game after that.
Arguably probably the dumbest of the schedule.
I think these are one of the ones that they're going to reschedule. They have to reschedule this.
Away to Montreal Impact on a Monday at 12 PM Pacific Standard Time. What are you guys going to be doing with your time at that time on a Monday? What are you guys going
to
be doing? Curious.
I have to be making a living so I can travel lunchtime. Away.
So one of you has lunchtime. The other one's going to be working. And Rudy, what are you going to be doing Monday at 12 PM?
Lunchtime.
Oh, same thing? Oh, okay, cool. Good thing that my lunch, I can take it at 12, too. So three of us at lunchtime, one working. Interesting. All right, do you guys have anywhere you guys can watch the game?
Yeah.
I got two monitors, though. I'm good. I have laptops.
Okay, cool. Well,
901.
Damn.
Yeah, I have like three bars. I have like three bars, too, so.
What the fuck?
That is some dumb shit. This has to, I don't know who came up with the whole Monday 12 p.m. I don't care where this is. I'm sure even the people in Montreal are probably thinking how stupid this is. So they probably have to take the day off for a home game.
Maybe it's a Canadian holiday. And you don't know.
Yeah, I'm actually looking that up. See me.
Okay. Maybe, let me know.
Maybe
Terrence and Philip don't be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Hi. Hey, I'm sorry. Yo, Canadian fans, we don't mean that.
Canadian fans? What are they doing listening to this?
Sir Prime Minister, do you have anything to say about Canada? Yeah. Fuck Canada. Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Oh, man, I love South Park. After that.
Oh, it's Victoria Day.
Victoria Beckham?
No, it's a Canadian holiday.
I told you, bitch. Massa theories on point.
Right? Yeah, Victoria Day.
No, that's not a theory. That's just maybe we didn't think about that because we don't care about Canada.
Yeah. What are you doing in Canada?
What are you doing in Canada?
Oh, man. Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. But if that's the case, I should have played against a Canadian team.
The fuck? Oh, like Canada versus Canada?
Yeah, that's fucking dumb because whatever. Fuck Canada. I'm totally kidding, y'all. I'm fucking Canada. Y'all nice as fuck. Got nice as fuck. After that, oh, man.
History for y'all.
Friday.
Scum.
Friday, May 25th.
I know, man.
That's a Friday, 8 p.m., home game. Scum, you know, Jose.
I'm asked for that day off, actually.
It's coming to town.
What the fuck do you mean?
It's coming to town.
I'm asked for it.
I'm probably going to ask for
it. Oh, it's here?
Yeah, it's here.
I thought it was away.
No, it's here.
I've been down for that.
Still, though, another rivalry game on a fucking Friday when our team is located in a place where people are coming from the Inland Empire,
Bakersfield. From
Bakersfield, from
Oxnard,
all over the fucking place. It's a rivalry game. Why the fuck will you have this on a Friday? It's the same shit with both of the games against LAFC.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But yeah.
I think this might be a nationally televised game too.
It is. It's a Friday night game. So it is. But that's put something else on. Fuck, man. After that, it's another dumb game. Wednesday.
Hey, hold up.
Wednesday game.
Regardless of the time on Friday, regardless of anything, y'all motherfuckers better come out for that game on the 25th.
Look, point is, we can keep going through all this. You have the schedule. Take a look at it. But there's still a handful of games. We have another Wednesday game. We have Thursday game.
Can we go back LAFC. For a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll go back for a second. So, speaking of stupid scheduling, hear this, okay? Monday 21st away to Montreal. Friday 25th, home to San Jose. May 30th, home to Dallas. That's three games in 9 days. So
I didn't even pay attention to that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really trying to get through for the World Cup.
Wow. Oh, man. And then, you know, down the line, a whole bunch of other games. We have Colorado, a home game against Colorado right after the LAFC game on a Friday.
What day are you?
Yeah, I thought you were going in order.
No, nah, fuck that shit. It's too much, man. I don't think people want to hear.
Yeah.
Look at the schedule. It's dumb. Game. There's a lot of dumb games. You know, we have several other Sunday games, several other Wednesday games, another Friday game. All games
a Thursday game.
Yeah, a Thursday game away to LAFC.
I'm down for that.
Hey, everyone, 901. Everyone, meet up at 901.
Well, okay. Let's make that. Let them make that official. So. But
now let Masa make it. Masa's the official spokesperson of 901. Masa, can you get on that?
Thursday game.
I mean, you talked to 901 the 26th of July.
Yeah, I'll talk to Lafushan. See what's up.
All right, well, second. So that's really that. I'm getting mad just going through this fucking schedule. Take a look at it. You make it who you want. When you get a chance, it's dumb. I have another game scheduled here. So that's the case. Let's just move on to the key games that you guys have. What key games do you guys have in mind right now?
Home or away?
Key games, bitch.
Key games.
Anything.
March 4th, Sunday. I just want to see how that team comes out. That's my first key game, just to see how anyone comes. Everyone, yeah, whoever we sign, because I don't know who's going to be on that field yet.
Home opener.
Yeah, home opener. I think that game has to set the tempo. These motherfuckers need to come out with a win and just
especially at home.
Forget about what happened. Yeah.
Especially at home. I mean, yeah.
Because after that, if you lose that game, after that, their next home game is against LAFC.
Fuck.
Because we literally go, oh, no, I apologize.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Home game,
yeah.
Away.
Yeah, it is. Away. You're right. It is, because then after that, we hit the road, two games in a row, New York City FC, Vancouver, and then LAFC. That's that.
By any chance, do you guys know what's the mileage from LA to Vancouver?
Why?
Just thinking about it, like, we're traveling from LA to New York back to LA.
That's probably just like max 3-hour flight.
We're probably doing,
it's still on the West Coast, so it's not a big deal.
I mean, we could drive up there.
Fuck. Hell no, you can drive up there.
I'm never doing that drive again to Seattle, and then still another hour or two up there. Fuck that. Okay. So the next key game, I guess that we all are in agreement then, that is that first home game against LAFC. Saturday, March 31st. Thoughts?
Show up in numbers. Oh, man, we got to show these motherfuckers that they're just an ugly little stepchild to us.
Wait, I'm sorry. We're talking about the Trash FC away?
LAFC. Yeah. No, home.
Oh, home. Oh, man.
Yeah, we play them first.
Yeah.
In the first LA.
Yeah, bro. In LA. That one. Well, see, here's the thing, right? I think the first two games really, really, really put is good. Listen, if we're down, let's say we have same season again and we lost or drawn the first three games, that game's going to suck ass.
I just don't know. Yeah.
It's
one of those games where I want us to score three in the first 15 minutes and have us enjoy the game instead of us being on a fucking seat.
Yeah. The stand should be nice. The stand should be fun. The stand should be fun against that.
Okay.
We'll see.
Masa, you want to add anything?
Not really.
No?
Nice as fuck, dog.
Not even a vocal. Nothing like that?
No, not yet. They're nothing.
But you're the one that was talking about they needed to be a good team to make the rivalry. So, yeah, I'm not going to say it, but okay.
Exactly. They need to be a good team to make the rivalry.
Cool. So, what do you think about this game?
All right. Respect that.
Huh? So, what do you think about this game? What are you hoping for this game?
We got to win, for sure. That's about it. That ain't shit. We got to win on the field and on the stands. Hooligan boys, nigga. Top left.
Football Damn, factories. Top Football left. Factories, Damn. Though.
You coming back? You coming back, myself? What?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for a lot of games this season.
So all right, for sure. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So after that, what's the next key game that you guys have in mind? Anything you guys have in mind? So next thing that I have that stands out to me.
Atlanta.
Okay. Why? Since you're writing that Atlanta tip, why is that a key marquee game for you?
Because they were...
I don't give a shit about that game.
They were strong. I want to be competitive against this team. Yep. They were strong last year.
What was the score last year?
Yeah, chill, dog.
4-0, dog.
And that's good. And 4-0 the first half, no?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that we need to come out and be competitive against that team. Why wouldn't you want to play hard? Why wouldn't you want to see a team that whooped your ass last season?
We were trash against Sporting Kansas City, too. Why is that a marquee game for you, though?
Because Atlanta is the new... team.
Yeah,
and it's the first time they come to LA. It's the first time they come to LA. They're so fan based. They're so big on fans. I want to see how many supporters travel as well.
And if they come deep,
then we're deep too.
Then we square up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Y'all ain't about to do shit, y'all.
George is really on the shiny new toy tip. Like, you know, he's excited about that. I get it.
Yeah, he's
I'm excited low-key. About that game.
He probably has an LAFC scarf in his house too. Probably got that.
I'm excited about that game too, though.
Are you?
Yeah, so how come? That's a good game.
Yeah.
Well, because Atlanta plays tight, dog, and we play shit.
Yeah, okay. Like, so you're more excited to see Atlanta than anything else.
I want to see. Kinda,
you don't want to see good soccer?
I want to see how we do.
Yeah. Dog, if I want to see good soccer, I'd stay at home and watch TV.
Yeah, fucking Galaxy, huh?
You're a piece of shit. The Galaxy did not play good football last year. So,
and I still watch every single fucking.
Okay, cool. But you're not watching it for good football. So don't tell me you're watching that, you know, watching that match for good football.
I want to see how they measure up against a team that plays nice.
4-0.
I want to see how 4-0. We defend against
them. They told us already.
No, that was last year.
New year, new.
Listen.
Y'all really not excited for that game?
No.
I don't give a shit about that game. I don't give a shit about it.
That's an Eastern Conference game. I'm more excited about any rival, any team in the Western Conference than.
I'm more excited about the Vancouver game, to be honest with you.
At 12 p.m. on a Monday?
I said Vancouver, not Montreal.
Why Vancouver? Oh, you know what? I'm excited about that game, too, because that fool.
They won the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs for the last few years. They've made it at least in the wild card spot. Why? What do you mean, why Vancouver? Plus, they're a rival. Someone that we definitely
They're on a rebuilding process, though.
Okay. I'm saying, all I said was, I look more forward more to that game than against Atlanta.
I hate to agree with Angel.
Atlanta, to me, is irrelevant.
I hate to agree with Angel.
Right, majority of the time, though.
So what? I still hate to agree with him. Fuck that guy, but he's right.
God damn, are you serious? You know
what? I'm excited about every game.
Shut up, Angel.
Yeah. Damn. You know what? I'm not even from North London. So I don't give a fuck.
London boys.
Hello, mommy.
My family comes from Spain, so I'm with Masa.
I'm on the tele, mommy.
All right. So after that, what are the marquee games? Do you guys have marquee games? I'm going to ask you guys because you guys were writing that Atlanta tip. So what else you guys got?
The two away games in Houston and at FC Dallas.
Yeah. Well, that's the case. I might as well have the entire season, right?
No, because that's
key games.
I skipped the Red Bull game.
How come, George? How come you think those two games are key games?
Well, Houston, first of all, made it pretty far last year. I want to see how we square up against that team. I don't know. I haven't followed them off season, but I don't know if they made any big moves or let go of anyone significantly.
I'm sure you can find out. Text some people out there.
Hey, there it is. And FC Dallas, because I want to see how we do away from home.
I heard Houston has a new look. Never mind.
I got it.
You know what? I'm excited about
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Hey. I'm excited about the LA Galaxy versus Minnesota United game.
Really?
On the 11th. Yeah, because we're gonna win that one for sure.
Hey, what place they end up in?
Don't matter, dog. We won the last game of the season against those.
So trash.
Respect.
That's such. All
right. Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm asking anything else.
To be honest. This year, five matches really stuck out to me. Yep.
Talk to me. Really.
Three San Jose and three LAFC and two San Jose matches. And that's all I really care about.
That's it?
Yep.
I agree with you.
This year, my expectations are low. I think we'll make and I'll tell you why. Just I don't know how you turn around a team that bad. In one off season,
it's possible. Look at the trash ass Rams.
It's like, yeah, that's accurate. But it's like riding a bike. You don't forget how good you are.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't even think they're barely assembling the bike. So how the fuck are you gonna ride it?
And preseason
hasn't started though.
What happened? Preseason hasn't started. I know. Listen, I get it. I just with the amount of turnover on players, and how bad we were last year.
You don't expect playoffs.
I expect playoffs. I expect like a last seed playoffs. That's what I think.
So then it's not low expectation.
Oh, no. And the Galaxy? That's a low expectation for the Galaxy.
Wait. The Galaxy have gone last place and won it, bro. They turned their shit around halfway through the season.
All right, listen. What I'm saying.
It's all about making the playoffs.
What I'm saying is, listen, those five games are not only our San Jose different rivals and LAFC at Derby.
Derby.
But those are five games that are against Western Conference opposition, right? So like those have a shit ton of meaning, and those are the ones that I'm looking forward to. And then you know, at a second category, I'll do anything: Portland, Seattle, and RSL, and then anything that trickles down is cool. But those five games, I think, are for me like the key games this year. This is because even if we have a shit season, if we can have the upper hand in those two series, I'd be more complacent than I was last year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. But I'll throw in the RSL games too. Yeah. I'm excited about
those. I know you guys feel that way.
Because I'm doing RSL away.
God damn, don't, man. Stop.
Bro. Come on, RSL away, dog, on the 1st of September, Labor Day weekend.
We'll get to the away game stuff. Since you guys went off on a tangent, I don't even know what you guys are talking about anymore. Stop paying attention to you guys. Do you guys, other than Rudy mentioning the key away games that also I had in mind, what else do you guys have in mind?
That's it. I agree with Rudy. I agree with him. The Western Conference does have a big role, and it's crazy that the rivalry games that we have are on the Western Conference. Those five games could cost us 18 points. 18 points that we didn't have last year.
That's why what I wished for, you know, for the Galaxy in 2018.
MLS Cup?
MLS Cup, right? Was owning our rivalry games. Specifically the LAFC and San Jose, because they are very important now. Then the amount of points that those games have, it's not just any, it's way more significant now than it was before. And then what I really like about the whole San Jose things, and now we don't play them three times now. No, it's just a one over there, one over here. So I don't want to hear any excuses about people not going up there. Oh, I can't make it up. But it's the next one. There's the next one. There's only one. So everybody better get on that bus and be up there.
There's only one team in LA.
Don't tell me. Oh. Tell me what's
that shit sucks as fuck because it's at Stanford Stadium too.
Yeah,
we don't. Nah, you know what? I like that game though because this shit's tight.
At what? At Stanford? Well, first of all, we
because
don't,
this shit's,
we're not
Stanford Stadium when San Jose plays in Stanford. At least when I've been there, it's always packed and it feels hostile as fuck.
Yeah, but
and
we don't
like alcohol.
That feeling. I like.
But we don't win. That's my problem.
We don't win and there's no alcohol.
If we don't win and there's no alcohol, you're right.
I like that game. Fuck you, game.
Okay. So those are the key games of the season to me and to Rudy. Unless Masa and George want to add anything else because they seem to be writing tips. Have everyone you guys plan on going to Austin?
No.
I'm done to go to Austin.
We play them at home, by the way. We play them at home.
How many goals do you think Ola scores?
On Austin? That's a good question.
Like... 3, and he doesn't celebrate.
Doesn't celebrate?
I think he celebrates in Austin.
No, I don't think so.
I think he does. So again,
for everyone's information, he hasn't signed, but we have some insight that he signed.
and our insight is Masa's brain.
All right. So the away games are, I guess...
Pause.
The away games... We all seem to be targeting as of right now. As we mentioned at the beginning, George and I are doing New York City FC. So a few of us are going as well that I know.
We're trying to convince Rudy. Rudy, let's go.
Maybe.
Dead ass, B.
Maybe. Maybe just so I can actually rock my Tims
with a reason. Was made for you, dog. New York was made for you.
You know what I mean?
You're Puerto Rican one day in your life, you know? I feel you with the dreads.
Spanish Harlem, baby. You know what I mean? Dead ass, B.
so we're doing that. I know
a little insight for those.
Nah, no, it's like, let's keep going.
No. Like anyone that you know is on the fence about that, round trip tickets are $280. Yeah. Super dope. If you tell me like to fly to the East Coast, $280 round trip, that shit's dope as fuck. Airbnbs are pretty cool. So
$700 a night, but you good.
Nah, it's like hell no. Nah. If anything, our Airbnbs $500-$600 tops.
So after that, that I see here, I know some people are talking about doing Vancouver. I don't know how much truth that is. Definitely George and I are out for that. One, I don't have my passport because I'd be here on time anyways if I could get it. And then it's just short. It's only like a couple weeks after New York, so no funds might be hurting. I haven't heard anyone talking about, what is it? Actually, no, I'm lying to you. Chicago. There's actually a few people that might be getting together for Chicago.
I might look into that.
That's a Saturday game. That's definitely a dope wake trip, especially when they're on Saturdays. It's 2 p.m. on there and 12:30 here. We want to look into that one. No, I haven't heard anyone talk about Houston or see Dallas. So likely that George, no one's really flying to that. You. Maybe George might if he has to go pay some child support.
George for the court appearance.
The Montreal way, I haven't heard anyone talk about that either because, again, it's on a Monday, so I don't know if anyone will be doing that.
Portland, I've heard people.
Portland, yeah, it seems like we might actually get a good group to go to Portland also. That's a Saturday game, too, so that's pretty cool. Yeah,
I'm thinking about that
we
one,
we always turn out pretty good in Portland. That shit's dope.
Yeah, I'm down
not last Portland. Year. Last year, actually, there was a good group that actually went out there. And then
the next that, away, hell the
big
yeah.
one. The big one, the biggest away game of the season. LA Galaxy at San Jose Earthquakes, Saturday, June 30th at Stanford Stadium.
So just that's the biggest away?
Yeah, that is the biggest away.
You know what? I'm gonna sacrifice
it might have been Portland LAFC, for... I don't know.
No, hell no.
All right, that was the fucking question.
Yeah. Well, what were you gonna say, Masa?
I'm gonna sacrifice that Portland trip for San
Jose. But San Jose is I'm cheap as fuck, though.
Yeah, you're gonna pay
top, are you fools going to Portland?
Maybe I might go to Portland.
I don't know yet.
If all you fools are in for Portland, I'll do Portland and I'll do San Jose.
So we'll get there. But it's either Portland or the wood trip. But San Jose for sure, though. Man, that one. Listen, that has to be. Let's at least get 5 buses up there. It'd be fucking clutch right there. 5 buses, that'd be clutch. We've done like 2 buses the last.
Right now. I have 27 people on my list that I've compiled, the people that I have confirmed that I've texted and hit up. Let's go to San Jose. Let's go to San Jose.
I better not people. Be on that list.
No. This is people that are not anyone that's an ACB. I mean, just people that are always like, oh, yeah, I want to go to San Jose.
Oh, you know what? Let me ask on my job, too. A lot of fools are down for that game, too.
Yeah, so I have 27 people right now.
Hey, but it's a Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay.
And usually tops, you know, it's just around 55 to 65 round trip, including game ticket or bus ride and including tip. Usually it's between 55 to 65. That should be a no-brainer. I'm with Rudy. There's no reason why, especially because it's only one game that we play them up there this year, that we don't get at least 5 buses to go up there.
Yeah.
So this has to start now. Scheduling has to start now. You guys should start spreading the word now. You know, invite cousins, friends, whoever comes to mind that like, oh, you know, I'd be down to do this, but they are about LA. You know, they don't have to be
I'm gonna take Rooney
fan, but they are about LA. You know, about the city, about representing this team, right? When they come out there. So to make it happen, man. Make it happen. Bring one person, 2 people, whatever you want, man. This LA away to San Jose, there's nothing like it, man. There's nothing like it. Cake stands on the bus. Shots to pee.
Oh, shit. No,
you name it. No. You name
throwing
it.
Up on Rudy's sweater.
Chill. Yeah. Yeah.
you name it. San Jose away is where it's at. So just me, myself. Hey, not including right myself now. And people that, you know, everyone else that I know usually goes. I have 27 people confirmed that up there.
Right now, since this was always bitching that I never invite him, Rooney, I know you listen to this, dog.
He doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, he does. Rooney does. Kidding. Hey, Rooney, this is let's go to San Jose, dog.
Shout out, Rooney. San Jose away. That like Angel said, that is the biggest away trip of the year. So, and it's the cheapest away trip, and you come back within 24 hours if you really want to. Let's get out
and almost die.
Nah, chill. We're promoting this right now.
That one happened. That was short. That was a short notice type of thing. Like, we only go and we kind of push the crap out of that because it was going to be lame if we didn't show up there, which we did.
We should also push for people to promote that shit early and for us to find a nice bus company early. So whoever's listening that's in charge of that, get on.
Karina,
we'll be finding the bus company.
I'll drive the bus if I have to.
Okay, so that's that San Jose away. Again, make it happen. Be there. Don't want to hear any excuses. Of course, there's always a real exceptions, right? But if it's because of work or something like that, you got plenty of time. Voila. Get somebody.
It's a cover your shift.
Take your shift. Yep. Figure it out.
Hey.
And again, I don't want to hear about, oh, I don't have enough money.
God damn. Hey, to be guys, we don't know. We don't know your situation.
You can you can literally save like $5.
We'll do the math. Yeah, we'll do the math.
And you probably make it happen in time. Okay, $5 a month, and you probably make it happen.
Listen, stop getting a basic. Stop getting a basic ass drink at Starbucks and get on the bus to San Jose.
Yeah.
Basically.
Go, and then one more thing, if you really need your coffee fix,
hey listeners, if you guys listen to us, if you guys message, if at least 50 people message us that they need help with the away trip, we'll start a GoFundMe page where 50 people have to message us.
All right, so after the San Jose away game, we have New England Revolution for an away game. I don't think anyone's going to that either. If anybody's going to be out there, we can figure it out.
Probably Esco.
Philadelphia Union, perhaps I've heard a couple people mentioning something about it, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot to it. Then is the big one.
Prestige Thursday, Worldwide.
Yeah. Thursday, July 26th, a Thursday game in LA, 7:30 p.m. at Los Angeles FC Football Club.
South Central.
Exposition. Exposition Park against South Central Football Club. Bank of California. It's going to be there. What else you guys want to say about this?
Fuck yeah.
Meet up at 901.
Oh, yeah. Meet up at 901.
2-for-1.
We walk and we march from 901 to the stadium.
Again, it goes to dumb scheduling. It's a big game. I get they're having rivalry week that week. I believe that's the week that it is. But a Thursday game against a quote-unquote rival. Why the fuck would you do that on a Thursday? It's 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And look at me that bullshit because they want to – because, oh, they actually are from L.A. And, you know, that's – they're gentrification as fuck. You think that there are people from Santa Monica are going to be coming? There are people from Malibu are going to be coming? At 7:30 p.m. on a Thursday? I work in Brentwood. I know what that traffic is going to be like. People are not going to show up.
Fuck who shows up from their side.
We show up.
Fuck who shows up from their side.
No, I know. I get that. But I'm saying if that's your reasoning, from scheduling that, that's dumb. That doesn't make
sense. Listen, I don't know the reasoning. To be quite fucking honest, I give a shit. What I'm saying, though, that's another game that you figured out at work and ask for a half day or switch your shift or whatever. We get there because, man, you know, I mean, our presence has to be known in that stadium for that game. And going forward for any Trash FC game, you know what I mean? Just, nah, bro. There's only one team in LA.
And to be honest with you, I think it is because, you know, I don't know if you guys saw my social medias. I posted up in like all three different avenues that I have, you know, LA away, get at me. I don't hear no TFTI excuse. And I've had at least 10, 15 people that are not going to San Jose, but that tell me to hit them up or to let them know about LAFC away because they really want to be there for that. So it seems like a lot of people are getting hyped up for this shit, to be honest with you. But from our side, you know, from the G side, people that want to be there support the G's at their stadium. So I'd be very surprised if we don't have a pretty solid turnout for that.
Yeah, that should be really good. I'm looking forward to that away match, quote unquote away match.
Fuck LAFC.
Yeah.
So after that is Colorado away. Happy birthday, Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Happy birthday to you. Let our beautiful listeners know when your birthday is.
It's August 5th. I'll be turning 28 again.
The last time you turned 28 was 8 years ago.
It's like, chill. I'll be turning 28 again for the, what is that, fourth time? So, fifth time. Fifth time, bro. I'll turn 28 for the fifth 29, time. 29, 30,
31, 32, chill, 33.
Dog. Chill, let them do the quick maths. Two plus two is four.
Away from that booty check. Congratulations.
Psyched. I've been getting that shit. Fuck you. August 5th. I went to Colorado. We went to Colorado for the playoff game, and it was close to summer weather, and I fucks with it. So I might do it again just because it's not a bad away trip. It's usually on the cheaper side.
I'm going to that too because on that day it's my wife's birthday, so we're doing that trip together.
Oh, there you go. Cool. Happy birthday to both of you guys. So that's I know a lot of people are actually talking about doing our Colorado away. It's pretty cheap. That's going to be Saturday, August 4th. After that, Seattle away. I know several people are also getting together for that. Actually, quite a bunch of people are getting together for that. I know that those are pretty close to each other, but it's actually not too expensive to fly to both of those. So some people, I know they could probably make it happen to both, if not pick one, either go celebrate Rudy's birthday or go watch the Dodgers the same weekend that the Galaxy are up in Seattle.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'd be pretty dope.
That yeah, sounds fun, dope. But I'm all in Colorado, so.
I'm just saying, cool, dog. That's you. Congratulations. I'm just letting people know.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah.
Angel, what are you doing?
Cool, nice conversation. All right, Angel, what are you doing? So let me carry this. So on Saturday, you know, September 1st,
you know.
At Real Salt Lake, Rio Tinto.
Rio Tinto. That's the one. That's the one that we're making. Well, they, because I'm not. Nah, I'm not making a push for that. I'm not making a push for that, but they're making a push.
We.
I'm not.
Is that September 1st?
Yeah, September 1st.
Angel, can you ask your uncle about the van?
Nah, hell.
No. I'm flying out there.
Fuck that.
That shit is like, that shit was 117 round trip.
Yeah.
Nah, but nothing says experience like riding a van with 9 people.
I've done that enough times. Yeah, I'm flying to Salt Lake.
Angel, mute your mic if you're going to talk about something else. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, anyways, listen, RSL, when it comes to RSL.
We're going deep as fuck.
Are we really? Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody's in for that.
It's been a minute. Right now, that's the game that everyone has said yes to so far. It's September 1st. What? That's a long time from now. Plenty of time to schedule shit. Mm-hmm. And round trips only about 117, like Masa said. So,
why,
I got a place to stay. Everything's dope.
We got a place to stay.
Y'all can stay there, but we usually
podcast from your
No, house, no. We usually take over that hotel, and that gets popping when it's like 12.
Oh, isn't there like a club?
Yeah, like right. We get like 12 rooms in that hotel, and we take over the hotel. It's pretty fucking dope. So, it's in the summertime too, so it's not gonna be fucking no snow around. It's gonna be cool. Dad, oh my God, that sounds weird.
You're in.
Yeah, Ruchi. We got Ruchi in.
Hell yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Sounds like you're in, dog. You're already there, dog.
Fuck me.
You're in.
Didn't I just say last episode? No. Wasn't that just like.
You're in, bro. You said
it. Fuck me.
Well, then after that, Saturday, Toronto, see if anyone wants to go to that. You know, I hadn't realized actually that's a Saturday game with 4:30 here, 7:30 over there. That could potentially be a good game, but I don't know. I'll see on that one. Actually, I hadn't even thought about it.
Get
that.
Your passport.
Yeah, I'm sure my passport will be here by then. After that,
I can't travel outside the country as I am illegal. Shout out Donald Trump.
After that, away to sporting Kansas City. That could potentially be a good way. No one has talked about that though, so I don't know if anyone's gonna do that. Saturday game, 5:30 here, 7:30 there. Then the last away game of the season. It's Minnesota United. That's a Sunday, so I'm definitely out on that one.
No, it's too busy.
Yeah, I'm out of that too. It's too cold, bro.
Yeah, hell, you sitting there? Fuck, fuck that. I'm not doing that shit.
Who the fuck is that guy?
So that's that. I mean, that's the schedule as a whole. I know it wasn't a very exciting episode in terms of, you know, like the other ones have been and shit that we've talked about. It's just really going the entire schedule. All I know right. That is something that Glenn had also brought up that he wanted to hear. So shout out, Glenn. There you go.
Hey, now each one of us, let's do a prediction for the season. What do you think we get out of the season? Rudy, you said what?
Last seed playoff run.
Masa, what do you got?
Mid-table team.
Angel?
First or second place team, though.
Damn.
Ooh.
Optimistic as fuck. This is a new Angel.
In the whole MLS or in the Western?
Western Conference.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Okay. Mid-table team in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Fourth place Western Conference.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I say the Galaxy get fourth place. We make it into playoffs, and then we dominate in playoffs.
We'll see. Well, hopefully, but all y'all right. Yeah, man. 2018, like I said, if we could really just dominate other series against San Jose and Trash SFC, that'd be a small win for me. So I'll take that.
Hold on. Once again, 50 people. If at least 50 people message us on, what do you guys want to say, Facebook?
Yeah, anywhere. Or we could just compile.
Anywhere. 50. If we get 50, if we combine 50, we'll randomly pick one in within a couple next episodes to see who we sponsor to go to San Jose. But you got to be with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll end up, if we get 50 messages, and let's not make it in the next couple of episodes. Let's make it, I mean, give it time. But before, when that comes about, 50 messages, and we'll get an extra Straight from the Fence ticket
for San Jose.
Just a few shout outs really quick. I want to shout out my cousin Jasmine. Apparently, she listens to this shit too. Top notch respect, yo. Gio, I found out that as well. Gio, I don't know if you guys know him, but he's been around ICB on the low. He listens to our shit too. And shout out Glenn also for you know, reaching out. And obviously, the entire episode was really revolved around your Straight from the Fans segment. So there you
go. We love you, Glenn. We love
there you.
You
go. Shout out to all y'all. More people, if you guys, you know, I know it turns out that a lot more people are listening to this than we thought. Just give us a quick shout out, DM, whatever, let us know who's listening.
So that's another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy Rudy at I Am Smart on Twitter. I Am Smart on the Gram.
This is Jay Daddy, Jay Undefeated on Twitter, Jay Undefeated on the Gram. I'm Romeo Santos today. I'm back, y'all.
He's back.
Yeah, it's your boy Angel. Follow me at Live at AF96. Hit me up only on Twitter. Try to stay away from my EG because it's family friendly. Just hit me up.
And this is Frank, a.k.a. Masatelli. Peace, love, and Jesus.